this year. Did I tell you that?
No.
Yeah.
Exciting.
It's, yeah, but I'm also like kind of freaked out because we, now it's like, oh my God, we have to do all this stuff now.
Yeah. Yep. So.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the January 11th, 2021 general meeting. It is 7 p.m. and Madam Clerk, can we get a roll call, please?
Councilmember John Buckeit?
Here.
Councilmember Shelley Owens?
Here.
Vice Mayor Vander Zanden.
Here.
Here.
Mayor Canamar.
Here.
Here.
Councilmember Clark.
Here.
Councilmember Lewis.
Here.
Councilmember Taylor.
Here.
There are 7 members present and a quorum exists.
Okay, I am going to go ahead and read our city vision statement. We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and protecting its natural resources, with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions. Before moving on in the meeting, I would like to ask the public to please keep your phones and mics muted and your videos off so we can ensure a smooth meeting over Zoom. I'd also like to remind everybody that the meeting is being recorded and it will be posted to our city website. The clerk is sharing her screen, which projects our packet, and it is also available at cms.gustavus-ak.gov. Moving on to our approval of minutes, item number one is December 14th, 2020 general meeting minutes. Do I have a motion?
Madam Mayor, I move to approve by unanimous consent the general meeting minutes from 12-14-2020.
I will second that. Council Member Clark has moved to approve the general meeting minutes on December 14th, 2020 by unanimous consent, and I gave it a second. These minutes have been previously distributed Do any members of the public wish to offer any additions or corrections to the minutes? If you do, please go ahead and raise your hand and I will call on you. Seeing no comments from the public, do any council members wish to make additions or corrections to the minutes? Are there any objections to passing the general meeting minutes from 12/14/2020 by unanimous consent? Seeing no objections, the motion is passed by unanimous consent. Moving on to Mayor's request for agenda changes. I do not have any changes to the agenda. Is there any council comment? Seeing no council comment, are there any objections to adopting the agenda by unanimous consent? Seeing no objections, I announce that the agenda is set by unanimous consent. Okay, moving on to committee and staff reports. I believe Travis is up first with the EOC COVID-19 meeting update.
Hello, thank you. Well, since last week, we haven't had any new cases, which is good. I think since we last talked, we haven't had any new cases. The last week has been a long week. We did do the our first round of vaccines on Tuesday. We did 45 people. We basically did most of the essential frontline workers of the community. We offered it to all of the post office stores, airlines, employees, and et cetera, park LEOs, all of that. All of those people. And we got 45 people through that first dose. So that was great. We had one reaction to it, nothing too bad, but we did have one mild reaction. Nobody had to leave town or anything like that. It was dealt with locally and they are doing just fine. We had a bunch of little tiny side effects like sore arms, chills, and a few other minor side effects that weren't a big deal, but normal ones. We should all be taking the second round on the 26th, and I hear that one is a little bit worse, and pretty much everybody I've talked to that's had their second shot has had some sort of side effects that are put them down for anywhere between 6 and 24 hours, so we'll see how that goes. Outside of the second round dose for the people that already got it, I don't have a good date on when the next set of vaccines is going to come in for people. If you guys get my emails, I kind of put out who's kind of what order all of that's supposed to kind of fall under and align with. I had it pulled up and I started writing an email to somebody while I was waiting. But anyways, we should hopefully have at least another big dose coming in. We still plan on being able to do everybody that signed up currently on the search vaccine online form. In the next go around, we will try to work something out with the Gus Davis Community Center to make it a little bit more ADA accessible and a little bit bigger so that we can have more people giving shots and have more people in the space getting the vaccine and going through it as fast as possible. So like I said, we don't have a good date on that. Lisa's pushing really hard to get that as early as possible. Our new public health nurse, Claire, we've also put her on the task of working on her level to help us get some more doses allocated, maybe just strictly through public health to Gus Davis, and kind of bypass the whole search side of it. And she's also looking to get another rapid test machine for us to use. So those are my real big updates for the week. I wanted to also follow up on some questions that I got over the week about testing and how that process kind of works, I guess. Just so you know that when you take a test here in Gus Davis, if we know it's going to take more than 3 days to get to the lab, that's how long it can live, I guess, at refrigerated temperatures. Then we freeze it and it has a 7-day life to get to the lab. They are taken over to Juno. A company picks them up and then ships it over to Sitka to their lab. And if that lab is overflowed with them, apparently I was told today that they are shipped up to the state lab, but really they're running Sitka. I got one back in a few days the other day, actually. Every once in a blue moon, we run into this weird situation where some tests disappear or get shipped back to us for some odd reason. We don't really have the best answers on why that happens, except that there's a lot of the same boxes coming into the lab at the same time, and they just think that they get confused on how that happens. We also every once in a while get brand new tests in that are bad because there's not enough liquid in them, which we just actually had 200 of them come in the other day that didn't have enough liquid in them, or the caps weren't put on tight enough and they had all leaked is what really happened. So we have that issue every once in a blue moon. And then sometimes people don't put their caps on tight enough when they put them back into the system and it leaks, giving them a bad test. Not a bad test. Let me rephrase that. A test that's not doesn't show up as anything because there's just no liquid to use it. So there are some random ways that testing goes bad, plus weather has stopped us from sending out some tests before, and we've made people retest. Outside of that, for the COVID stuff, that's all I have, unless anybody has any questions COVID related. And then I have a little bit of fire department stuff to talk about.
Do any council members have clarifying questions for Travis, specifically pertaining to COVID-19? Travis, I did have a question. I was wondering, at the last meeting, the work session, there were 150 people signed up for the vaccine through search. I was wondering if that has been updated or if any other folks have been added to the list.
Yeah, last I heard, which is a couple days ago, we were just over 200 people on that list, and the 45 people that we already gave it to are off that list. So we've actually had a lot of people that have applied to get the vaccine, which is pretty cool in that sense, I guess.
Great, thank you. I don't think that there was any other council question, so if you want to move on.
Yeah, I'll just do I don't have much to report on the fire department aspect of it, because most of it gets thrown over to the COVID side of things. But this year we did 40 calls. All year, there was only like 4 fire calls in that entire thing, most to box alarms and at the at one of the churches, and then a brush fire that somebody thought was bigger than it was, and then just smoke in a house. So other than that, we had all EMS calls. We didn't have any random weird ones like boat sinkings or oil spills or anything like that, which was good during this time. besides the flood, I guess, was our odd call of the year. This was our first year that we did stipends for the volunteers, so I really want to thank you guys for that. We're actually just working on doing our first round of stipends to the for starting from January or July 1st until the end of this year. So the volunteers will start seeing their first set of stipend checks. So thank you, council members, in their behalf for doing that to help offset some of those small costs that they have. I want to say it was a $3,000 budget we have. We split it in half, $1,500 for the 2 6-month periods. And then we took the calls between July and December and divided it out. I want to say it came out to like $15.36 a call, right around there. And then that got divvied up between how many calls they went on. So once again, thank you for that. And then outside of that, I just want to thank a person today, Jeff Jarvis. He's one person at the fire department that goes above and beyond anything that we ask him to do as a volunteer. So I just want to say thanks for everything you do. Thank you. That's it.
Thanks, Travis. Any clarifying questions from the council for Travis? Okay, it doesn't look like it. Thanks, Bench Travis. Next up is the Gustavus Public Library quarterly report. If it's Michelle, I think we're having the same problem we had last week. I can't hear you.
Okay, thanks, Brittany. It worked the other day on a staff meeting, so we'll see. So just a few things that have to point out on here, and then something that's just slightly changed. The library received some CARES funding and to create additional at-home learning kits and some to purchase some materials for the library. And those have been a huge success. A lot of books have been checked out through that. And then Jen has done a number of additional kits at that have gone out to patrons, a total of 184 or 148 for this quarter. Mostly Jen did a holiday fundraiser, which raised $860. And then also with CARES funding, we have upgraded our curbside pickup to make it so not everybody has to reach into the same bin, but also it provides for some privacy between what everybody is reading. For upcoming things, we have a virtual book club, and Jen will put out information on that when a date is set. We're waiting for the books to come in the mail from the Anchorage Library. And then Jen and I will both be doing training, separate trainings. And what's changed here is that the continuing education grant that I applied for, it has been awarded, but it'll be paid after the training is done. And so that's great. That saves us $300. And then And I was just going to point out two things in our budget section, just as heads up for where we're at. Our shipping line item is coming close to what we have in there, but this isn't something that we necessarily have control over. Interlibrary loans are something that we are required to do through being a public library. And so we spend quite a bit on mailing books back. And so that will likely need to be raised next year. And then our supplies budget, We're doing okay right now, but we will be asking for more money next year. It seems to run tight every year, and it's a bare bones budget. And this year we've had a few things that we've just had to replace that you can't always count on having. And so that ate up some of that supplies money. But other than that, that's all I have. And I'll be here for questions if you have anything. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle. Any council members have clarifying questions for Michelle? Okay, it doesn't look like it. Thank you again. Next up is the City Treasurer Monthly Financials. Karen is just going to flip through these pages here. And I'm not sure, Phoebe, if you want to say something about them, go ahead.
Hi, this is Phoebe. No, I don't have anything to report, just if anybody has questions.
Great, thank you. Any council questions for Phoebe? Okay, doesn't look like it. Next is the City Administrator General Meeting Report. Go ahead, Tom, whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening. As you probably heard, the CARES Act funding that we received has run its course. We tried to get everything processed by the end of the year of 2020. The Treasurer is going to provide a summary of where we are with the expenditures of all of our funds. So Phoebe, if you could give a short summary of where we are, that would be great.
Thanks, Tom. We have as of today, about $6,800 left that aren't specifically itemized in a purchase order that I'm planning on applying to, continuing to apply to the fire chief salary in 2021. Otherwise, we're just waiting on some more Amazon purchases to go through and a couple more pieces of the water upgrade projects at the fire hall and the land, the DRC. But otherwise, everything's pretty much tidied up. And we're just waiting to finalize all those things. We have until the end of 2021 now to spend the remainder of these funds, but they're mostly committed based on our trying to meet the original deadline.
Are there any questions for Phoebe or myself on the CARES Act spending? Okay, thank you. The next item is our disaster fund, emergency fund process. We're continuing to document and make repairs to city roads, maintain ditches, identifying areas that need to be addressed, not only for the emergency funding, but for our roads plan as we develop that over the next month or two. We have Councilmember Taylor has been on site for much of the repairs, working with Glacier Bay Construction. He has done a fantastic job of monitoring and documenting the work so that we could use that information for applying to disaster funds. The state and hopefully FEMA, if the feds come online and provide some emergency funds for the early December storms. Council Member Taylor, Chief Miller, and myself participated in application training today. We are looking to have the initial reimbursement documents submitted later this week. Hopefully that information will give us an idea of where we are in terms of eligible reimbursements and maybe a target on how much money we can expect to see if our application is approved. As we get responses from the state, I'll keep everyone updated. Speaking of the flooding event, we've been working with DOT in terms of getting our ditches cleaned. Initially, we thought that it was going to have to wait until spring, summer before any action by DOT would take place, primarily because of budgeting and equipment being located elsewhere. But the DOT operator here in Gustavus, Jeff Jarvis, has already been working on cleaning some state ditches out around the airport. So shout out to Jeff, thanks very much. And we appreciate DOT getting an early start on the ditch cleaning. Following up on road work, Glacier Bay Construction, working with council members Taylor and Clark, have been working diligently to address the roads and some of the damages caused by the storms. I wanted to do a shout out to Glacier Bay Construction because they were out there right away after the storm, working through some less than desirable conditions to clear some ditches and get some water flowing off of the roads and hopefully also off of folks' properties. So a big thank you to Ponch and Justin for all the timely and hard work they've been doing in getting our roads back to existing conditions. In addition, we've been fortunate to have one of our local residents, Todd Boris, who's also a ADOT engineer, work with Mike and Joe on providing input on areas of trouble because of that caused some of the flooding, and also working on coming up with some ideas to improve both our stormwater drainage and our road systems. So Todd is a welcome addition to the Road Dudes. I hope he'll be available, providing some valuable input in the coming months as we continue to work on plans to improve our road systems. The last bullet I have here has to do with power rates. Some of you folks may have seen an increase in your power bills. I've had some reports as much as 4 cents a kilowatt hour. I also understand that there are some other increases that could be wrapped on to other areas of your power bill. Been working with the utility attorney that the city hired to help us with our intervention case. And he is looking into the details of the increases. The latest report I received from him was that the RCA is, the orders for the RCA is going to be in effect, but if the case rate is successful, any increases that folks have paid into will be reimbursed. Again, I'll keep everybody up to date as I get more information. Now that's all I have, Mayor, unless there's some questions.
Thank you, Tom. Councilmember Owens, go ahead.
Hi, thank you, Mayor. Tom, could you address the, I think it was the governor's amended declaration of emergency, which would provide funding for individuals and how they can submit an application for their damage?
So what we've learned so far is that individual residents and businesses will be able to file for emergency disaster funds through the Small Business Administration. So if anybody has a claim they're thinking of filing for, give a call to the SBA in Juneau and they should be able to walk you through the procedures. I don't know what those procedures are, but I understand that SBA has been set up or is setting up, I should say, to respond to those folks who are going to be applying for those funds. That's all I know about it at this point, Councilmember Owens. Hope that helps.
No, thank you.
Councilmember Clark, go ahead.
Yes, this is kind of a question for my own edification. It's my understanding that Glacier Bay Construction has billed us for approximately $91,421 to date, and that we have about $818 remains in our $100,000 budget, and that we could consider moving $40,000 set aside for Wilson ditching. Do we have, once that's spent, do we have a strategy for getting more funds? Or do we have any idea what, have any numbers been bandied about the emergency funds? Because we're at the end of our rope on road funds.
Well, thank you, Councilmember Clark. That's a good question. I have talked with our treasurer on the status of our road funds, recognizing that we had some unexpected expenses. Fortunately, we haven't had a lot of snow, so there hasn't been much money spent on snow removal. However, we do recognize that we need to put more money into our road maintenance budget. Where that money comes from hasn't been determined yet. We're hoping that based on the training we received today, that we should be able to recover a significant portion of the money spent for the restoration repairs to our roads. For example, for the cost of the gravel that was used to fill in from washouts and potholes and other areas of roads that were impacted by the floods. And hopefully we'll also be able to get funding for culverts that were damaged or removed during the cleanups, and hopefully also for installation for our road maintenance projects. We don't know yet what the dollar amount is going to look like coming from the state, and if any additional funds would be available through the FEMA if we get that funding online. But if I was hazarding a guess, I think we would get a significant amount of what we've spent back, and I think that would be very helpful for our road maintenance budget. Worst case scenario, we don't get any money from the state or the feds. What we would need to do is transfer money in from savings into our road budget account and or our road maintenance account. And we would be able to do that through non-code ordinances, procedures or standard procedures for moving money around. So that's where we are with it. Does that answer your question?
Yes, I'd just like to, I wish we could get more money for the roads because, you know, it seems like we just don't have enough. And especially with this emergency situation, I'm shaky on the emergency funds. I hope that that doesn't go south on us. I'm just hunting for ideas of where to go to get more money and how to raise it if the emergency funds don't get come through.
Well, we're starting into grant season. We're starting to see some money from the feds. Typically in a change of administration, presidential administration, it's a little slow as money is designated for the different agencies. But I'm hoping that Federal Highways will have some opportunities, USDA, maybe some opportunities for some grants to address things like stormwater, which you know is part of addressing flooding. I think that Councilmember Taylor is working with Mr. Boris and Glacier Bay Construction in identifying improvement areas and costs so that we can present the road plan with some dollar amounts identified. We've been working on a shoestring budget for roads for several years. And as a result, we've been bailing water. We haven't been putting our roads back into original condition. So as we continue to do grading and other maintenance and not rebuild the road surfaces, we continue to lose ground. No pun intended, to bring our roads back to a sustainable level. So I think Councilmember Taylor's leadership in working on the road plan will help us identify the most economic and efficient way to address our roads and work with what funding becomes available.
Thank you very much.
Are there any other council questions for Tom's report? Okay, thank you, Tom. Next on our agenda is public comment on non-agenda items. So this is a time for public comment from members listening on items that are not on the agenda. Council may ask clarifying questions, but just as a reminder to council and public, this is not intended for discussion. So if you would like to make public comment on a non-agenda item, please click the participants icon and the hand and go ahead and raise it. If you don't have that option, go ahead and unmute your phone and the clerk will add you to the list and we will call on you when it's your turn to speak. So are there any members of the public that wish to make comment on non-agenda items at this time? Okay, I don't see any. Folks will have another chance towards the end of the meeting when we have another section for public comment on agenda items. So with that, we will go ahead and move on to our consent agenda. The first item on the consent agenda is CY21-01, certifying the annual certified financial statement of fiscal year 20. Do any members of the public wish to have, we'll do all three of them. Okay, so the second item on the consent agenda is FY21-15. This is introduction of revisions of City Ordinance Title 5, which deals with our elections, and public hearing will be on February 8th, 2021. So our clerk made some revisions to this. The third item on the consent agenda is CY21-02. And this is a resolution updating the Gustavus Public Library policies. And I'll wait for that to come up. Mm-hmm. Do any members of the public wish to have any of these items removed from the consent agenda? Do any council members wish to have any of these items removed from the consent agenda? Okay, I will entertain a motion to adopt this consent agenda.
This is Councilmember Lewis. I move to adopt the consent agenda by unanimous consent as presented.
Councilman Clark.
It's been moved by Councilmember Lewis and seconded by Councilmember Clark. Seeing as nothing was removed, the motion is passed by unanimous consent. Sorry. Are there any council objections to adopting this by unanimous consent? Okay, seeing none, the motion is passed by unanimous consent. Moving on to ordinance for public hearing. The time is 7:43 p.m. and agenda item FY21-14, providing for the amendment of City Ordinance Title 8, Marine Facilities, Chapter 8.02, Administration, Section 8.02.040, Marine Facilities Advisory Committee, Section C, which will have was introduced on December 14th, 2020, is now open for public hearing testimony. And I will let people look over this real fast. Do any members of the public wish to speak on this item? Seeing no public comment, the time is 7:45 p.m. and public hearing for FY21-14, providing for the amendment of City Ordinance Title 8, Marine Facilities, Chapter 8.02, Administration, Section 8.02.040, Marine Facilities Advisory Committee is now closed. I will entertain a motion to approve that.
Madam Mayor, this is Councilman Vandersenden. I move we adopt FY21-14, providing for the amendment of City Ordinance Title 8, Marine Facilities, Chapter 8.02, Administration, Section 8.02.04, Marine Facilities Advisory Committee, introduced 12/14.
Clark, I second that.
Okay. It has been moved by Vice Mayor Vandersenden and seconded by myself, Mayor Cannamore. To approve FY21-14, providing for the amendment of City Ordinance Title 8, Marine Facilities, Chapter 8.02, Administration, Section 8.02.040, Marine Facilities Advisory Committee. It is now up for council debate. Are there any council members that would like to make comment on this ordinance? Okay. Seeing no council debate, I believe we are ready for the roll call, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis? Councilmember Lewis, I can't hear you. I don't see her either. I'll come back to her. She might have got disconnected. Councilmember Owens.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Van der Zanden?
Yes.
Yes.
Council Member Buckeye?
Yes.
Council Member Lewis? It looks like she got bumped off and she's trying to reconnect now. Madam Mayor, do you want to give it a second or? Okay. I see Tanya's back on. Tanya, we are now voting on Title 8. I'm not sure when you got dropped. Are you prepared to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay, is that a yes vote?
Yes. Yes, it's a yes.
Okay. Yes, it's a yes. Okay, just checking. All right, so we have 7 in favor and the motion passes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for bearing with us while we work through technical difficulties. The next item on our ordinance for public hearing is FY21-13 NCO AMLIP CARES account, AMLIP CARES Act account transfer. And this was introduced on 12/14/2020. Do any members of the public wish to speak on this item? Okay, seeing no public comment, the time is 7:51 p.m. and public hearing is, or public comment is closed. I will entertain a motion for this item.
Madam Mayor, this is Councilmember Taylor, and I move to adopt ordinance FY21-13 NCO, an ordinance for the City of Gustavus providing for the amendment of city held accounts in fiscal year 2021.
Madam Mayor, Councilmember Buckeye seconds.
It has been moved by Councilmember Taylor and seconded by Councilmember Buckeye. It is now up for council debate. Okay, seeing no council discussion on this item, Madam Clerk, can we get a roll call vote?
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Van der Zanden?
Yes.
Yes.
Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Okay. Seven members are in favor and the motion passes.
Moving on, we do not have any unfinished or new business on the agenda. So moving on to city council reports, just to clarify, this is not to be confused with council questions or comments, but if council members wish to report on special projects, they can do so now. So are there any council members wishing to give a report on any special projects? Okay, seeing none. Moving on to city council questions and comments on non-agenda items. Are there any council members that have questions or comments on items that we did not discuss on the agenda? Okay, I see that there is none. I do have a subject that I'd like to speak on. I've had recent reports from community members coming to me with issues of harassment within the community. Of course, these people are knowing that there's not a lot that the city can do about that. But I did want to remind everybody that's listening and folks that may listen to this later that what I said last week, I think is very important. We are a tight-knit, small community. We see our friends and we see our neighbors and community members every day. Please treat people kindly. Remember, in our vision statement, we say we retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions. So I wanted to just take a minute to remind people, please extend grace and compassion and be courteous to your neighbors. Is there any other council comment on non-agenda items? Okay, I will open it up for public comment on non-agenda items. So this is the time for public to comment on items that were not discussed on the agenda tonight. Would any community members like to comment? Justin Marchbanks, go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to quickly acknowledge Councilman Taylor's effort throughout this flood event. The work that he has done, I mean, we see him daily whenever we're working. I don't know what kind of hours he's putting in with this documentation and things of that nature for the disaster relief documents that are getting prepared. But I know that, you know, we have a lot of back and forth about things and the amount of time that he's putting into this. Well, he's done it for a long time, and so it's not, I guess, nothing new, but he does it without making a bunch of noise, and he never really asks for acknowledgement. He just kind of does his thing, and I know we've only got him for, I guess, the rest of this session, but we really need to appreciate what he does. I know people put in things in other places. These are just things that I see. Also, I appreciate Joe. He's also been coming out a lot, very, very engaged. Joe Clark, that is, in our road stuff. And so thank you to those two very much. It makes our job much easier whenever we have input and guidance and participation. I'd also like to thank Joe Clark for bringing up the budget issues. I think that it would be a really good time for the council to, we really need to take seriously the fact that we don't want to run out of money whenever it's time to do spring maintenance and things like that. I think maybe that's kind of where Joe was going. I don't know. But if this disaster stuff comes in slowly, I think it would be good if we have a plan moving forward. The NCOs and whatnot take a couple of meetings. And so it would be good to get going on that as soon as we can. So anyway, thank you for the opportunity. And again, thank you to Mike.
Thanks very much, Justin. Any other comment from the public?
Hey, Brittany, can I say one more thing that I forgot to add?
Sure.
I just wanted to quickly add that over the last week, I've done a lot of reaching out to the school, and I want to just pass on to people that we do have a meeting set on Wednesday to start trying to come together and work on a forward common message on how we're going to promote COVID within our community. I think that we're going to finally follow through with the letter that Brittany sent out a month ago, requesting to have a few people within the city sit on a joint group and work together on the plans for the school and for the community, kind of all on the same page. So we finally got that meeting going, and that's on Wednesday. So at some point I will let everybody know how that all goes too. And hopefully I've asked to have the mayor and our new public health nurse, Claire, also sit on that meeting with me to help. So I just thought that was an important thing to add. Thanks.
Thank you, Travis. I appreciate that. Councilmember Clark, do you have a question for Travis?
Yes, Madam Mayor. Will that be a Zoom meeting, and will the contact information be available?
I think it's going to start just as a, hi, this is who we all are. What do we need to do to kind of come together and then figure out our next meeting, is my assumption of it. So it's kind of like the first one, just to get our feet wet, and then we can try to start working on that common goal. So I'll let you know. As I know more, I'll let everybody know.
Thank you.
Is there any other public comment at this time? Okay. Do any other council members have any further business that they'd like to discuss? Okay, seeing none, the time is 8:03 p.m. and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you for joining us this evening.